Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Hello and welcome to the A24 project here in the Nerd Party Network. Every 2 weeks we look at two films from the A24 filmography, and in between we try and bring you interviews with the talent involved. In this episode, I'm joined by Imani Lewis, who appeared in Bo Burnham's 8th Grade as Anaya, one of Olivia's best friends that Kayla encounters at the mall. Imani joined me earlier this year before the lockdown kicked in, and is now our fourth guest from the film. We've been joined previously by Bo Burnham, Catherine Olivier, and Jake Ryan, so be sure to dive into our back catalogue for even more 8th grade interviews. Thanks to Imani for joining me, and I hope you too will enjoy this episode, and me and Dallas will return next week to discuss The Kill Team and Waves. Thanks for listening. I'd love to know what inspired you to sort of pursue a career within the creative industry. I first discovered you as an actress, but I've also discovered you're a bit of a jack of all trades, that you're a musician as well, I see.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, for sure. Music is definitely my first love, and music is what kind of bridged me into the acting world. I feel like before anything, I'm an artist, so I'm a lover of all kinds of arts, whether it be the literary arts or musical arts, or would it be like theatrical arts, or I'm also like a painter, so I just have a love for all kind of art. So I was eventually open to like bridging into like new things. Yeah.
How do you go from having such a passion for all these different kind of creative arts to turning it into a career? Has it been a long road?
It has been, but when you love something, it doesn't feel so much like a job, you know. It feels like just different opportunities versus different jobs. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And what was the music, the films, the talent that was sort of like inspired you when you were younger and still do?
Oh, so I grew up on definitely a lot of New York music. You know, a lot of like Jay-Z or a Nas or like a Lauryn Hill, but also a lot of like female R&B, like a Mary J. Blige, you know. So I feel like I have influence and inspiration from all different angles. But growing up, I loved like New York movies, and I've always been kind of like a bit of a cinephile in a sense, you know. So I'm excited to be a part of all the things that inspired me growing up.
What are some of the films that you're enjoying at the moment that have really impressed you?
So I was just at Sundance for two films of mine that made it to Sundance, and one of them just got picked up by Netflix, and that's definitely been one of my favorite movies thus far. Whether I was in it or not, it's a very, very, very funny movie, very touching movie. It's called The 40-Year-Old Version, and it's very New York based. Well, that's like right where my heart is, being a New Yorker. So that's definitely one of my favorites right now. It'll be on Netflix soon. Yeah.
And for sure. What was the Sundance experience like? What's it like to go there with a film and to promote it in the middle of this cold sort of desert space?
Yeah. Oh, it's unmatched. The air out there is beautiful. The scenery out there is beautiful, but especially around Sundance. You'll see all kinds of celebrities out there, all kind of different artists and actresses and actors, musicians. It's definitely something that I recommend a lot of people to go see, especially if you're trying to enter the industry of entertainment. I think that's definitely something that everybody should experience. Whether you're going there as an actress or actor, or if you're just going there to enjoy the experience, it's definitely something that you shouldn't miss. Yeah.
For those who are listening to this and might only know of you from your performance in 8th grade, what kind of films and shows and music and art that would you recommend people check out if they're planning to do sort of like a marathon of your work, or like really dive into some of your other work?
So I think you should definitely start with The Get Down by Baz Luhrmann on Netflix. That's the first project that I've ever been a part of, and that definitely shifted my outlook on acting as a whole. That's what really made me fall in love. I started The Get Down at 16 years old, so now being in my early 20s, it's like, looking back, that was definitely a great experience that shaped the way I view acting. If not The Get Down, then definitely I say keep an eye out for all the new projects that are coming out this year. I mean, you go to me, you'll find some great things, but this year it definitely takes the cake with all these new great projects that are coming out.
And well, certainly we'll dive into that soon as well. And I'm curious, I was saying, we touched on it there, that people might know you from 8th grade. When did you sort of first hear about 8th grade as a project?
So I first found out about eighth grade after I graduated from high school. I graduated in June, and I had auditioned for eighth grade, I think maybe August. So, right, I think originally it was entitled something else, but then it, I think originally it was called Coolest Girl in the World, and it was in 2017. And then when it came time for, like, you know, production, after production and starting to promote the movie, they settled on the idea of calling it eighth grade. And that's when I was super excited. The whole process and being a part of that project was phenomenal. Yeah, I enjoyed every minute of it.
What was the audition process like? Were you always going for the role of Anaya?
So the audition process was actually very fun. I just went in there and just gave the character the personality that I saw fit. Bo definitely gave a lot of, like, creative freedom when it came to the audition process, because we all had, I guess he had casted some people already, and we had, like, done, like, a group chemistry read, and everything just played out great. All the other actresses and actors are fantastic, so they made it kind of easy for me, you know, in terms of the audition process, because they're also talented.
What were those kind of group dynamics and auditions sort of like together, and how much kind of can you build up from them?
I think they're a great experience, and you definitely get to learn about other people's perspectives, and then you get to, like, I guess, feed off of the other person's character, and it makes it easier for you to deliver your own, you know? So I feel like because they were also talented, it made it super, it made it way more fun, but a lot easier for me to be, like, confident in my character because of how well it worked with everyone else's characters. That's when I feel like Bo was like, yeah, this is it, you know?
Were those kind of group sessions with the actors that played Trevor, Olivia, and Riley, or was it sort of like, here's kind of everyone from eighth grade all kind of thrown in together?
Yeah, it was definitely Olivia and Riley and all the other main cast members in the same room. And they had brought in and out other people, and then Bo would ask us how we felt about their performances, which was so hard because everybody that auditioned was so talented. But I think he definitely made the right choice with the people that he chose, you know.
It's one of those things that feels so real on the screen that you feel like these are lived in characters. The way you just kind of overlap each other, talk about it, you really get that chemistry on screen that you certainly put the effort in before the camera started rolling.
Yeah, it was so funny to see how well we worked together as if we had known each other for years, or like we were going to school together already, you know, especially because everybody comes from all these different places. But when we sat and talked together, it just was super authentic and super easy to just chat with one another. It felt super natural.
Did you get much influence on your character once you were cast in terms of your dress, you know, maybe some of your lines, thinking, yeah, I hear what you've seen on the script here, but this is what I think my character would say, or someone my age might say. Did you get much influence on those things?
Well, Bo definitely gave us a lot of creative freedom in terms of how to express our characters. And when he first met us, I feel like he saw a bit of us, a bit of our characters in us, in a sense of our style or how outspoken we are, or like the awkwardness of some of us. You know, I think he definitely played on that. But everything was very much scripted, but we did have a lot of room for, like, improv and, like, just, you know, giving our opinions on characters, because Bo's not, you know, like a 14-year-old girl, so of course you understand the perspective of a 14-year-old girl better when you get to communicate that with a 14-year-old girl, or understand an 18-year-old high schooler and their perspective, you know, being that you're so, like, even if you're so far from, removed from being in, like, the 8th grade or, like, 12th grade, you know?
I'd read that sort of you have this wonderful feminist necklace in your scenes, and that came around from, I think you had worn like a feminist t-shirt or something along those lines on the set, and then they were like, oh, we need to get some sort of, it really inspired them. Is that true, or is that just some sort of internet kind of gossip?
Yeah, no, that is true. I had came to set in this hoodie that said feminist across it, and they just loved it. They loved it. So when they got to wardrobe, they had found this feminist chain. And they were like, oh, no, you have to wear this chain. Like, you have to wear this chain for sure. And so I definitely just came in with the sweatshirt. And then when we found the chain, it was like a match made in heaven, yeah.
What was your kind of first day like on set? You know, our first introduction to you in the film is the school day trip. And clearly, like, the character of Kayla is in awe of you and sort of Olivia. What was your first day on set like? Was it the sort of school trip, or was that sort of kind of shot out of order?
Yeah, my first day on set was definitely when we were in the food court, having that conversation in the middle of the food court. The first day was great. Like I said, it felt supernatural. It felt like we all had just left school and then linked up together and enjoyed a lunch together. It was super natural, super fun. We had a lot of background, so it was kind of confusing and knowing like who was background and who were just people in the mall, because it was still very much an active mall. But they made it easy for us. They were very welcoming out there.
The dialogue is so memorable and amusing, like about the DMs of feet, Snapchat, how people are wired, and it feels so kind of true to life. And it's been kind of mentioned by some like other cast members and so on that Bo Burnham can seem to get into the mind of teenage girls unlike anyone else. What was it about his writing that sort of appealed to you, and you know, that I looked at that and thought, oh yeah, that's something that I could imagine be quite a relatable and realistic conversation that people your age would be having?
Yeah, I feel like in terms of the writing, it was very honest. You know, although the perspective may have been a little different, being that the lead is about a 14-year-old girl in eighth grade, it definitely was still very honest. So it was, we were very able to play it very honest. You know, it didn't feel acty. It didn't feel super written. It felt like we were literally hearing the life of someone that we've all kind of been at a point. You know, we all know that awkwardness of trying to learn yourself and trying to, you know, navigate through learning yourself while also trying to fit in with this new crowd and being in new schools and preparing yourself for being in an even bigger school with an even different crowd, you know? So I feel like it just was very honest, and we all could relate in that sense.
You get one of the best lines of the film when you spot Kayla's dad kind of spying on you, you know, all in the food court. Did you have a feeling taking part in that scene it would prove to be such an amusing kind of scene with audiences?
Oh, for sure. I knew a lot of scenes in this film would crack a lot of people up. It's a very, very funny film, very entertaining. But again, I feel like it was all because it was so honest, you know, and it felt so authentic because it was written super authentic. And I feel like every line was written to match our characters so well. So yeah, I definitely knew it would resonate and it would get a laugh out of people.
When did you sort of see the film completed? What was that kind of experience like?
Oh, it was great. I feel like I saw the script come to life and become even better than what I could have imagined. I feel like everything played so well, and I feel like we kind of went on this emotional roller coaster with Kayla, you know, and even down to the music that was added to it. I feel like the timing of everything was unmatched. Like, I feel like we all really went through the motions with Kayla and helped, like, learned her while she learned herself.
What was the sort of the impact like on yourself? That did you expect the film to explode in such a big way?
I feel like as a aspiring actress, you just hope that every project that you're a part of, you know, hits the ground running. You know, I think that's everybody's biggest hope. But I feel like I definitely saw the potential in it from when I first auditioned. I knew it'd be great, but I could have never gave a measurement as to how big of a project it became, but I knew it always had potential.
What were the sort of reactions from friends, family to your role and your appearance in the film?
Oh, so funny. So I had already graduated, so a lot of my teachers would like still had like my school email and be like, oh my god, I'm watching eighth grade, I just saw you, that's so crazy. But I had already been on the Get Down when I was in high school, so I guess to see them go further than where I left off was definitely a big deal. My friends and family, of course, were super supportive, super excited for me, and they all enjoyed the film. Whether I was in it or not, they all very much enjoyed the film.
What's it like to have been part of sort of an A24 film, to have something like that in your filmography so early on?
It feels great. I feel like it definitely forced my hand to go look into the other projects that are tied to A24 and just, I guess, really relish in how blessed I am to have been a part of something that's tied to such a great organization, you know?
What have been some of the highlights of their filmography for yourself?
I think definitely the way they pushed eighth grade, I feel like I really have to express how appreciative I am of that. They definitely pushed eighth grade and got it in front of audiences that I think no one would have thought it would have made it to, or that, you know, I think a lot of people might have thought that it would only resonate with eighth graders, but I feel like it was a learning moment and a teaching moment for parents, for teachers, for friends, for relatives who have younger nieces and nephews that are in the eighth grade. You know, I definitely feel like it was a teaching moment to help them like connect with their nieces or nephews or daughters or sons. I feel like I love the way A24 pushed that film and got so many people to have a better understanding of the people that they share households with, you know?
Do you develop a kind of bond with the kind of the actors in this kind of film, that it's not just sort of shooting the scenes, there's then sort of the publicity tour, you know, these sorts of things? Is that something like that where you kind of get these relationships and bonds? Does it sort of outlive kind of even working on a film like that, and when you work with such an ensemble cast like this?
Yeah, absolutely. I was blessed enough to work with incredible people that just so happen to be incredible actors and actresses. I feel like their talents shine through, but they're amazing people through and through. So it's always going to be beyond that work aspect of it, but I do hope to work with a lot of them in the future.
You touched on it earlier, you've gone from strength to strength since 8th grade. What else is kind of coming up, and what have been some of the highlights for you since kind of 8th grade? Has a film like this propelled you kind of forward in terms of agents, directors, writers, seeing something like this that have, you know, you touched on it, like it's not just kind of gone to 8th graders, it's adults that are seeing it, it's people from all different backgrounds. How much of a kind of calling card has something like 8th grade been for you?
It's definitely helped me a great deal. After 8th grade, I ended up landing a couple more roles. I landed a star on Fox 5, which was a big milestone for me, and it definitely opened the doors up for me. Oh, I had filmed a different film in 2018, and it was so funny. One of the people from the film had told me that they worked on 8th grade. So when I had auditioned for that new film, they already had like some recollect of me and kind of like bigged me up and was like, yeah, you need her a part of this project. So it definitely has helped with my career. This year I have 4 more projects coming out. 2 of them were in Sundance. There were 2 films that I'm hoping that the second one gets picked up, and the first one did. Then we have a series coming out on the Stars Network called Hightown, and that's coming out this spring. A film that I went for, that I did in 2018, that went to Sundance, hits IFC theaters this Friday. It's called Premature. So the list definitely goes on. There's some projects that I can't speak on right now, but it definitely has been a stepping stone for me in terms of my career, and I'm so thankful.
Where's the best kind of place to keep up to date with any sort of projects, developments, any news from your career? It seems like an exciting kind of time to be following it.
Mm-hmm. IMDb, definitely. I think IMDb is definitely the place to go to see all the projects that I have ties to, all the projects that are to come in the future, you know. But of course, my social medias are incredibly helpful as well, so because I'm a lot more active on my social medias than I am on my IMDb. Yeah, you can go on my Instagram. That's Mocha Bands, MochaBands. My Twitter is also Mocha Bands. And yeah, I'm definitely a lot more active on my social media accounts to like keep up with what's going on with me.
But thank you so much for talking with us. And yeah, it's been a real pleasure to talk with you. We love 8th grade.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.